So we're back with Adar Ayiri, who again is the project manager of the More in the Middle campaign for Associated Black Charities. She's also the facilitator and analyst at Baltimore Racial Justice Action, a program of fusion partnerships. And she's stayed in the studio with me today to talk about a really interesting program that is happening this Thursday, which is Associated Black Charities Women on the Move 2016. So Adar, please give us some details.
So let me tell you that I could not be more excited, right?
I can see.
And the reason that I can't is because women never celebrate ourselves. We hardly ever come together. We're doing for everybody else. We're not doing for ourselves. So Associated Black Charities for the last couple of years has been doing its Girls Night Out event. Mm. We now have, that has morphed into, we've grown up, right? At least our teenage years. So we're offering our Women on the Move 2016. We will have nearly 300 to 400 professional women, okay. Various ethnicities, various races, from millennials to baby boomers, everybody who can fit in a room, okay. who will come to this event. It is an event to build personal and professional networks, to empower women through our shared experiences and dialogues, also to strengthen our business and our civic leadership. That's what this event is about. So not only will we have great networking fun with an open bar, with a meet and greet, with good food, but we're also going to do workshop presentations this year, such as The Power of Intention, How Wanting It Keeps You from Having It. We're going to talk about stress reduction for busy women. We're going to talk about protecting ourselves, our families, our businesses, our future, and that requires legal planning. So how do we do it? And we're also going to talk about tax implications of choosing your business structure.
Okay.
These mini workshops are topics that we have heard from prior workshops for when our president and CEO, Diane Bell McCoy, goes around, when women are coming to her and saying, hey, Diane, it would be great if. And so we took all of that and packaged it for this event. So it is going to take place on Thursday, September 8th at the Horseshoe Casino. It's starting at 6 p.m. And
So it's an all-night event?
You know what? We're just going to let it flow. Right? We're going to let it flow. We will end at, I would say, about 9:15 or so.
Okay.
And we're ending on a high note with an awards presentation, awards for women-owned businesses, for women-led businesses, for women-owned small businesses, and then for women making a difference in their communities, women who are under 30, mm-hmm. and then women who are over 30.
Okay.
We'd be in the what? I'm going to claim the under 30. And then we're going to have special gifts from CoverGirl and McCormick and Company, and we're going to end with a Southwest airline raffle.
Ah.
So all of that, which, I mean, easily we could put a hundreds and hundreds of dollar price tag on just our workshops alone, and the people who will be there alone. It's moderated by Marsha Jews of WEAA's mm-hmm. Keep It Moving, and Wanda Draper, who is the Director of Programming and Public Affairs at WBAL, will also be there. We're not saying to people, come and pay $300 and $400. You know that that's not the way that we roll, not for an event like this.
And certainly to be able to get the draw that you're interested in.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. All of the workshops, all of the networking, 300, 400 people. What we're saying is we want to make this affordable, understanding that it is a fundraiser for Associated Black Charities. That's how we stay in business mm-hmm. and do the work that we do. But all of that for only $100.
Okay.
And people can go online at www.abc, just like the nursery rhyme, abc-md.org, and they can register for that event right now.
And so talk to us, is this a yearly event?
It is. Every year we have done our Girls Night Out.
Okay.
It has always been so well attended. And I can honestly say that we have people, we were talking about the economics and socioeconomic groups. At that event, we have people from every socioeconomic group. It is multi-generational, which I think is one of my favorite things about it. And it is women who are at the beginning of their careers, women who don't know what they want to do, but want to try to work it out. And so there are all of these women there who are just waiting to talk to you to help you work it out. There is a feeling of sisterhood there. And we have a great time. But it is also a time where you leave the room with contacts, with relationships.
So it's also a networking event, is what I'm hearing.
It is a networking event.
Okay.
And for some of our panels, we're going to have Senator Catherine Pugh there. We're having Laura Gamble, who is the regional president for Greater Baltimore PNC Bank. We are having Geraldine Diggs, who is the founder, president, and CEO of We Care Private Duty Services. So there are so many phenomenal women. You know I'm a spoken word artist, right? I feel like I could just start to spit the poem Phenomenal Women, right? Because that is who will be there on Thursday night. And we want to see everyone there. So I would say for the men, this is the time to go in your pocket and to gift this
nice
to the
gift.
Women that you love. Right. For the women, this is the time to gather your girlfriends and to come en masse for the networking and for the learning and the education and for the fun.
So what I like and have heard most, what resonates most with me and what you've shared is it sounds like you're looking to approach this from a holistic perspective where you want to be able to talk about how you function professionally, but we also need to make sure personal is taken care
Our
of.
Our self-care, which is the thing that we always fall down on. You know, so many women are in that sandwich generation where we're taking care of our parents, we're taking care of our children or our guardians. Again, women do not take care of ourselves. And a lot of times our definition of taking care of ourselves is if we can just grab 15 minutes. We're saying do more than that, because this event is about you. It is about you being better of who you are for your families and those people who depend on you. But most of all, it is about expanding your networks so that you have people to turn to. All of us need that, and that is an important part of self-care.
And so do we think of this as a local event, or is ABC reaching out saying we want all and any who see the significance of
this? Well, you know, we're statewide. Organization.
Okay.
So we usually have a statewide clientele. We have statewide guests. And that's another thing that makes it so exciting, because it's not just about people who live in Baltimore. It is about people who live in Prince George's, people who sometimes make the trip up from the Eastern Shore, from Charles County. It is everybody and anybody who wants a break where they can get some love, where they can get some learning, where they can share some lessons, and where they can have a good time.
So what I'm also hearing is a space where it's very affirming of other women based on who you have speaking, the focus on the different workshops that you have, that this is very much about let's affirm, come together and affirm each
other. This is women on the move. And I don't know any women who are not on the move.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, I don't know any women who do not need a little bit of love and who don't have some things to share. So I would encourage people to go to our website, www.abc-md.org.
And if you can, again, give us the information that people need to know of what this event costs for them and where we're located and its date.
So we are at the Horseshoe Casino Oh, my gosh, that's where I live. On 295, it is just on the cusp of the city. Everybody knows where it is. And it's on this Thursday, September 8th. And we begin at 6 o'clock. Our workshop presentations are from 6 to 7. So come and come on time, because the workshops have a lot to offer. And then we're going to roll straight into networking from 7 to 8. And then We will have panel discussions from 8 to 8:45, and then we are going to end with our awards presentation starting at around 8:45, where we are definitely celebrating very specific women and giving them love, and then ending with the Southwest Airline raffle.
Yes, the raffle.
Yes, which in itself is a value over the $100
absolutely.
That people are spending for the event.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for
you
sharing.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Great details about a great event. Wish ABC much success on this Thursday on the event.
We are so looking forward to hosting and to seeing our guests there. Thank you.
Thank you. So up next, we will hear from Mark Steiner in a special rebroadcast on the war on drugs. They speak with a former police officer and a writer who has written extensively on Nixon's administration during the war on drugs. Thanks so much for having me today and allowing me to serve in place of the irreplaceable Mark Steiner. I also want to share from school funding to testing. You can learn about the important issues impacting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's MarylandEducators.org. Again, we'll be right back after break. You will hear from Mark Steiner, and I say to you, be well, be positive, be you. We'll be right back.